Brains and bones and bats and bones and teenage monsters in haunted homes. A ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Spiders creep and crawl, boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
Mary syndrome, so called because its only known occurrence is among the descendants of one Ebenezer Mary, a progressive age regression beginning about the 10th year and continuing steadily throughout the victim's lifetime. It is believed that eventually the victim of the Mary syndrome may even regress beyond the prenatal level, reverting to a pre-human condition of savagery and cannibalism. Many authorities do not accept the existence of the Mary syndrome. Incredible, but true. Nevertheless, I know only too well. Of course, there's no Mary syndrome anymore. It was extinguished forever from the human race that fateful day 10 years ago.
Any such place. We don't know anything about it.
Thank you. Please say yes. Somebody's home.
A big fat bug right in my spider web. And now the spider gets to give the bug a big sting. Virginia, are you crazy? Now look what you've done. I'm not going to hate you.
Elizabeth, how many times have I told you it's not nice to hate?
Not my fault. I didn't do it. She did it. She was playing spider. You should hate her.
No. I left you in charge. Virginia! Virginia, you come here right now.
Yeah.
Virginia, now you stay right there. You're going to sit down. Sit down. You too, Alicia. Now, children, I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen very, very carefully. You remember last time when those two children climbed over the wall and Virginia almost caught them in her spider web? Mm-hmm. Well, that got people to wondering about us. And that's bad. Your daddy wouldn't like that, Virginia. Now, I can't be here all the time. You know that I have to take Ralph into the city to the doctor once in a while. And Virginia, you were supposed to mind your sister. You were not supposed to play spider anymore. Now you never, never can play spider again. Oh, Ralph, what have you got there?
Something that man had.
Ralph, give it to me. That's it. Thank you, Ralph. This is from a lawyer. Yeah, a lawyer?
What is it, Bruno? Something bad, isn't it?
How many times do I have to tell you, just because something isn't good doesn't mean it's bad?
I mean bad. It must be something very bad.
Nothing is very bad.
It isn't?
He's going to come here and bring other people.
Daddy wouldn't like that. What other people?
They want to make... They want to become your legal guardians. As the only other known surviving heirs of the estate of Titus W. Merry.
Isn't that Daddy?
On the 14th of... Today's the 14th. Oh, now, children, we've got to keep some secrets today.
Dad for?
Hurry up. I want to watch Uncle Ned.
You're not supposed to.
Hey! Look out!
I'm coming, Uncle Ned.
Hey,
I'm coming, Uncle Ned.
Really, Emily? I mean, I wish you'd kind of...
Peter, if you don't like my driving, you may feel free to take a trolley.
Now, wait just a minute. This was not my idea.
I've never heard of the Merry family. What is that?
They're our cousins, darling. It behooves us to meet them.
All right. I mean, you know, all right. But remember that it was not my idea, okay?
Of course not, darling. You don't have ideas, baby Peter, brother.
What in the world makes you think this is the right road?
It's got to be. Ha! There, you see? So, this is it.
I don't see any sign of, what's his name? The lawyer.
Obviously, he hasn't arrived as yet. The caretaker, he probably went to meet him in a horse and buggy. Might as well go on up.
They'll be along any minute. Why don't we,
What's the matter, Peter? Chicken?
Well, I just don't think it's, you know, just right to go barging in on somebody that you're about to sue.
Well, just remember, we're trying to avoid that expense, if possible.
Well, I'll leave that up to you. You saw a ghost, right?
Don't be funny. There was an awful baboon.
Well, let's not have a complete double duck fit.
What's going on here? Why have we stopped?
They're blasting up ahead, sir.
They're what?
Blasting, sir, for the new highway.
Oh. Well, better wait it out, I suppose.
Yes, sir. They won't be long, sir, Mr. Schlocker.
The name is Schlocker, Mr. Bruno.
Oh, please, sir. Bruno. Just plain Bruno, sir.
Oh.
Come on, buddy. Let's get this car out of here.
Yes, Rick.
you, Miss Hoff. So nice to see you here. And the young Mr. Hoff.
Hi, Sucker. How are you?
Good to see you, my boy. B, this is my secretary, Miss Morris.
Hi, Miss Morris. How do you do?
Hi. Get the rest of it, Schlocker. Let's go in and take a look at the place.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been away from the children too long already. You just follow me, and I'll show you where to park your machine. But if I may ask a favor, please, please treat the children tactfully. You see, they're not accustomed to strangers, and they might act wild if encouraged.
Now, ladies, this is your Auntie Emily and your Uncle Peter.
Elizabeth and Virginia. Well, there's two pretty names for two such pretty young ladies. This is Miss,
Anne.
Ralph. Where's Ralph?
Ralph. Ralph!
Virginia.
He's all right, Emily. He's just a big kid.
Yes, it's like you say, sir. He's just a big kid.
Now, see here, Bruno. You don't seem to realize just how serious all this is. Now, these children are obviously in need of qualified professional care, wouldn't you say?
Well, there's a great deal in what you say, sir. But I gave their father a solemn oath that I'd never allow their unfortunate malady to become the object of public scrutiny.
Nonsense. The days when we hid our insane behind walls of shame went out with that old car of yours.
They're talking about us, Virginia. I know.
But Mr. Shocker, an oath to a dying man, that can't be taken lightly.
Now, Bruno, what do you mean by malady? I mean, well, I've seen backward kids. Is it?
Well, no. It's more than a retardation. It's sort of a regression, a progressive deterioration of the mental faculties, a rotting of the brain, so to speak. It begins in late childhood and progresses rapidly, ultimately resulting in physical deformity, rather like the last stages of paresis.
Really that bad?
Yes, sir. The Merry family, or at least this branch of them, have been afflicted for generations. And I'm sorry to say, sir, I think this is the last generation.
What a shame. Bruno, you mean all three of these?
Yes, sir. The unfortunate result of inbreeding.
Never mind that now, Bruno. We can go into all that at the proper time.
Hmm.
Let's see. Yes. I would like to know the whereabouts of certain other members of the Merry family. The two sisters of Titus W. Merry and brother named, I believe, Nedrick Merry. If alive.
Alive? Well, you might say so, sir.
Come on, Bruno. Don't beat around the bush. Are they around or not?
They're talking about Uncle Ned. I know.
Well, it became necessary to put them in a more private sort of an institution.
My good man. Are you saying that you... that the family chauffeur has been in sole charge of this entire estate and these minor children?
I never thought of it that way, sir. You see, I promised the master
Yeah, we know all about that. Listen, Schlocker, it's been a long trip. I'd like to get cleaned up and get off my feet for a while. We can go through this after dinner.
Dinner?
Yes, it is dinner time. Matter of fact, Bruno, we intend to spend the night.
Oh, no, sir. That's quite impossible. Why, we're not prepared for guests.
There seems to be a difference of opinion as to who is the guest and who the host here. You do have food in the house, don't you?
Yes. You see, our diet is very austere. I suppose we could find something. Yes. Yes, I suppose we could.
I smell a bug. A big, black, juicy...
Virginia, you're doing so well.
Ralph is ready, Bruno.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Bring him right down.
My dear, there's no doubt in my mind that we have here an absolutely clear-cut prima facie open and shut case.
Great. Now, all I want to know is what is it worth in dollars and cents?
Well, that's a little difficult to tell at this juncture. Perhaps with an audit, Miss Morris, give me Schedule B.
All right, here, Mr. Schlager.
Yes. Of course, this is only the visible part of the iceberg, so to speak. With more information, we can project the curve.
Hey. Hi, Ralph. Everybody, look at Ralph. He's gotten all dressed up for it.
Well, yes, isn't he cute?
Ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served.
Well, at last. Thank you, Virginia.
That was very good, Virginia. Oh, you go right ahead, but hurry up, hurry up.
I will.
Hungry, Miss Morris?
Oh, yes. I'm famished.
Shall we then?
Well, there we are. Just sit wherever you like. We're not very formal here at Merry House. We haven't had guests in a long time. No, it's been a long, long time. I might add that it's a great pleasure. You can sit down now, Ralph.
Winifred. Barney, you came back. Naughty Winifred, you didn't tell me.
Virginia, we're waiting for you. Your chair, Virginia, please.
What is that?
Well, that's rabbit. Obviously. Not bad, Bruno. Looks done to a turn.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you enjoy it.
You know, we're very fortunate to have meat for our guests. You see, we're vegetarian.
Vegetarians?
It's dead. We don't eat dead things.
Good Lord, man. Why on earth?
Her master.
Don't say it. You made a promise.
It was no idle whim, I assure you. The master knew of the grave danger.
The danger?
Yes, Bruno. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, the master believed, and he should know, that the eating of flesh would hasten the progress of their condition.
Now, I've heard everything.
Wait a minute, Bruno. Now, you mean like that old story about the lion cub who's actually tame until he gets his first taste of fresh meat, right?
I'm afraid it's even more serious than that, sir.
Well, whatever that is, rabbit or whatever, I pass.
Well, it looks good to me. Hey, I'll cart.
Thank you, sir. Carry on. Oh, and I must tell you all, you have Ralph here to thank for providing it.
Is that right? Good for you, Ralph.
Well, I'll have something else.
Thank you.
What do you call these?
A rare treat. Our favorite dish. We call it souffled fungi.
What?
Mushroom, Schlocker.
Oh, mushroom.
A real staple. They grow profusely on the ground.
And did Ralph...
Oh, no, no. Virginia provided these. You see, she has an uncanny knack for picking only the non-poisonous ones.
Come on, Schlocker, let's not harm this stuff.
Thank you, Uncle Peter. Thank you, Uncle Peter.
Hey, Schlocker, you certainly can't say they're not polite.
Well, Miss Howe, if you don't feel up to the heavier fare, perhaps you'd like to try some of our fresh garden greens?
Yeah, Emily. Here, try the salad.
Allow me.
This thing isn't dressed. Isn't Ralph a vegetarian, too?
Oh, yes. But Ralph's allowed to eat anything that he catches.
Emily, this is very good. You don't know what you're missing.
As I told you, our diet is very austere. But it's most healthful.
Yeah, that's great. I think everybody ought to eat like that.
Oh, we have our delicacies, too. But they're not in season right now. Oh, no, no, sir. You wouldn't want any of that.
Oh, no. Well, I guess not.
Yeah.
What do you think about spending the night now, Emily?
You couldn't drag me away, Peter.
Good show, my dear. I'm with you.
Oh, it's like I told you, sir.
There's nothing more to say, Bruno. Now, let's make things easy on yourself. We want to be fair.
The sisters can move in together, and you and, Ralph.
Well, we might do that. Oh, no, no, it's quite impossible. It's too dangerous. Hey, you see, this is an old building. The wood is rotten. You'd have to know your way about in the dark.
Nonsense. The next thing you'll tell us, it's haunted.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
He means they're vampires.
Oh, yes, and werewolves.
Are you a horror film fan, Miss Morse?
Oh, yes, I love it. Dracula, Frankenstein.
And the Mummy?
Oh, the Mummy.
I love the Mummy. The way he walks. Steps, scrape.
death's grave. Oh, and the wolf man.
There's going to be a full moon tonight.
Mr. Schlocker, I mean, if you don't need me anymore tonight, I could just as well stay in down.
There's an inn in the village.
As I see it, there are only two rooms anyway. Peter, if you took the car, do you think you could find lodgings for Miss Morris?
Yeah, I saw a motel coming in, yeah.
Fine, fine. Good idea. Just be sure you have her back on time, young man. Busy day ahead, you know.
Don't worry.
Thank you, Mr. Howe.
You're very welcome.
Children, some of our guests are going to stay the night. Would you come help me prepare the rooms?
Yes, Bruno.
Spider!
Got it. Eat spiders.
We have lots of spiders. Do you like spiders, Mr. Howe?
Oh, sure, Virginia. I love spiders.
Who are you? Would you like to play spider with me?
Virginia. Sure. I'll play spider with you. Maybe tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Mr. Howe, that we couldn't accommodate everyone, but I'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Hey, me too, Bruno.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night, kids. Well, Miss Morris, we should be getting an early start.
I'd like that very much, Mr. Howe.
Hey. This is the phoniest setup I've ever seen.
There is something terribly wrong here. And I intend to find out exactly what it is.
Say, it's still early, Miss Morris. Perhaps you'd like to have a drink at that inn in the village that Bruno mentioned?
I'd like that very much, Mr. Howe. Oh, and maybe a sandwich, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
I It isn't nice to hate. Children, I've got something I want to tell you, and I want you to listen very, very carefully. A long, long time ago, I promised your daddy that I'd take care of you and Ralph forever and ever. And then came this Mr. Schlocker. He was a nasty, mean man. He wanted to take you away where old Bruno would never see you again. But you hurt they'll be nastier and meaner than he was, and you won't be able to hurt all them because there'll be too many of them.
They can't take me away from you, Bruno. They can't make me go away. You won't let them, will you, Bruno?
I promised your daddy I wouldn't.
I knew you wouldn't, Bruno. I'm not afraid.
Well, we didn't have much time anyway. Pretty soon, Ralph, you'll be ready to join Uncle Ned and Aunt Clara. And then you...
We want to stay here forever and ever, Bruno. With you and Ralph and Uncle Ned.
We will. I promise. Forever and ever. We will. You know, I know where there's a nice new toy that'll do a wonderful thing.
A toy?
Yes. And you can stay up late just to see it.
Can we?
Uh-huh. Now, I have to go a little ways to get it, but it'll only take me a little while.
Please don't go away, Bruno.
It won't take but a few minutes. And I'll be back. Now, Elizabeth, I expect you to take care of your brother and sister and see that they don't get in any trouble. Will you do that?
Oh, I will, Bruno.
Don't let her get away! Hey, are you really a Wolf fan, a Wolf fan, fan, Anne?
Oh, yes. I think that's how every man should be. Like a wild beast.
No vacancy again. That's the last one, Anne. There isn't another town for 50 miles.
See, I guess we shouldn't have spent all that time at the Village Inn.
I didn't realize how late it was getting. You lose count, they keep taking away the glasses. Who was that?
I know, but I remember exactly how many.
Listen, there's nothing we can do except go back and spend the night with Emily and Schlocker.
Spiders aren't supposed to eat other spiders. Cannibal spiders do.
Oh, no, it's Uncle Peter and that pretty lady. They'd come back.
Virginia, you mustn't hurt anyone else. Bruno will really hate you.
He will not. Anyway, I like Uncle Peter. He's not like that bad man.
All the same, they'll tell on us.
Would they? Would they tell?
Of course they'll tell. Bruno said there'd be others, didn't he?
They're coming. What'll we do?
We'll have to make a plan.
Somebody's up and about. Good.
I hope it's not that Ralph.
Oh, Ralph's just a big kid.
Do you really think so?
Sure.
Good evening, Uncle Peter.
Is Mr. Bruno about?
No, he's away. Won't you come in? Yes, do come in.
Huh? How about Aunt Emily? Is she around?
There's really no need to disturb anyone.
All righty. When does Mr. Bruno get back?
He'll be along by and by. Now, Uncle Peter, you just make yourself right at home. Virginia, dear, you may entertain Uncle Peter while I take care of this pretty lady.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm sure Elizabeth, knows what to do.
Well, you really think so?
Sure. Listen, Emily is very easy to get along with. but she's asleep.
Well, that won't be necessary. And we'll have Daddy's room. It's really very nice.
There you go. See?
Thank you, Elizabeth. You're really very kind. Well, good night.
Yeah. See you in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's awfully nice. And this way, pretty lady. I'm glad you came back. I like you.
I like you too.
You're a nice lady. I liked you right away. You're not like those others. Well, Virginia likes you too. And Ralph, we all like you. And Uncle Peter too. You'd never tell, no matter what Bruno says. You'd never tell. I know you wouldn't. I like you, pretty lady. Pretty lady. And the big black spider goes round and round and wraps the bug all up in her spider web.
Virginia, what happens when the spider gets the bug all wrapped up in a web?
Aha, I won't tell.
All right. How long does it take to play this game?
Oh, we're almost done. There now.
Hey. Virginia. Hey, what's the spider do now?
What? Oh, yes. Now the spider does a little dance. Shift it, tease it. And make him wiggle so that his juice will taste better.
Virginia, I think we'd better play another game.
Uncle Peter, do you like that pretty lady?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you like me?
Where does Mr. Bruno come back?
Bruno won't hate me, he promised. Spiders like bugs. They taste good. But I guess bugs don't like spiders very much.
I like spiders. I like spiders.
I do, too. Well, guess I have to sting you now.
You have to what?
Virginia, what about Mr. Schlocker? Mr. Schlocker? Hey, Schlocker!
Go away from it. But I'll be right back. Don't go away, bug.
her. Ralph can't let go. What do you mean? What are we going to do with her? Don't you know you made this plan?
But I didn't have enough time to finish it.
She wiggles just like a big squiggly bug in a spider web.
Uncle Ned could make her quiet.
No, Bruno would be very mad. Anyway, Ralph likes her, see? We mustn't hurt her. Just make her quiet. Now, Spider's very clever. She very cleverly drains the vital juices from the bug's body. And that makes the bug stop squiggling.
Would that make her stop squiggling?
Help me find something sharp.
Wonderful surprise, I promised you.
Amazing experience. But, for me anyway, a lot of good came of this. Being the only survivor, naturally I inherited the wealth of the Marys, which later turned out to be quite vast. More important than that, though, my wife. That's our daughter, Jessica.
Mommy, may I go outside now?
Well, all right, Jessica, dear. But be sure and come back into the house if it starts raining again.
Oh, I will, Mommy.
And so the Mary syndrome was extinguished forever with the family that carried it. My own branch of the family, being rather distant, we never suffered from the curse.
Thank you.